Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Diana Frischkott Roth back on the show. Diana is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's an economist, the director of economics21.org website, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, columnist for a number of outlets, including Washington Examiner, author of Disinherited, along with Jared Meyer, and Women's Figures, and a number of, also Regulating to Disaster, a number of her books. She's very, very prolific, very accomplished woman, and she's our good friend, Diana Frischkott Roth. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, and a mom, too, ladies and gentlemen, so that's a major credential there. So Diana, I also forgot to mention that you recently become an adjunct professor at George Washington University.
Yes, I'm teaching in the Applied Master's Program. I'm teaching labor economics and public policy.
There you go. And however, in order to take that assignment, you had to do something you probably never had to do before.
I was really surprised to find out that in order to become an adjunct professor, I either had to join the union and pay $36 a month or pay an agency fee to the union of about $29 a month.
Wow. Now, first, for people who might not realize what that means, tell them what an adjunct professor does.
An adjunct professor comes and teaches, in my case, I teach one course per semester, and it's a seminar, and I teach about 2.5 hours a week, mm-hmm. from 12:45 to 3:15 on Thursday. If any of your listeners are in Washington, you're welcome to come and audit my labor.
Come by and audit it. So an adjunct professor is someone who's not a full, they're not an employee. You're like a contractor who drops in and teaches a course, and you may
right,
do that.
Exactly. Adjunct professors are basically contractors. Most of them have other jobs, and my other job is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute.
Right. So that was out of the blue, the union thing. When they asked you to do this, you had no idea that was going to be part of the deal.
Exactly, it was just when I was signing the paper.
What union?
The SEIU.
Oh no! I have to sit down. Oh no!
Yeah, service employees.
I got to tell you, Diana.
That's the one that organizes the fight for 15.
That would be a deal killer for me.
Well, fortunately, I had advice from some of my very good friends, and what the university wants to do is have the amount deducted from your paycheck.
Yeah.
And my good friend Glenn Taubman, who should be on your show at the National Right to Work Commission.
Right. He's been on our show before. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, Diana, you don't have to have it deducted from your paycheck. You can send them a check every month. But before you start sending them a check, send them a letter and ask for their financials. Ask how they got to the calculation.
Right.
That you have to pay the $29 agency fee every month. So I wrote them the letter. I haven't heard from them. They haven't sent me the financials.
Have you given them any money?
No, because legally they have to show me the financials before
you could actually thwart their plan to collect money from you?
Well, if they send me the financials and prove that the $29 is the right amount, then I have to pay them. Then I have to pay.
But if they never do that, you won't have to pay them?
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm still waiting for the envelope.
I'm so proud of you. That is a great thing to do. I'll be honest with you. Folks, I mean this with all my heart. Everybody out there knows how much of a detractor I am of unions, of labor unions, not for the people, but for the leadership. But the SEIU folks is an evil organization.
They really are.
It's evil. It is beyond evil. It is an un-American organization, and that would be a deal killer. I would turn around and walk out if that was required of me.
But I already accepted it before I found out I had to join the SEIU.
But they changed the rule.
And it's only, by the way, adjunct professors. It's not full-time professors.
I know.
Full-time
I know.
Professors don't have to join.
Well, I'm glad. Of course, you still haven't joined though, right?
I have not joined, and I have requested to pay the agency fee by check after they send me the financials, which they have not yet done.
So you tell me what I need to do. I'll come up there and pick it. I'll do whatever I need to do to protect your right not to join. And I mean this. I'll do it. To protect your right not to join the SEIU. Folks, write that down. Look it up. Look at some of the stuff that they do. I cannot believe George Washington University allowed that. That's unbelievable. So the agency fee, I can't believe that.
Agency fee is what you have to pay if you don't belong to the union, because they say otherwise you're freeloading. And I said in my letter, I'm happy to represent myself.
Right, you don't need it. Unbelievable. Economics21.org, folks, check that out. But also go to SEIU, I guess, .org, and look at some of the mayhem that they create. It's a bad, those are bad people who run that thing. 20 till, right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.